The quiet eye. What golf's most reliable putters have in common. If you've ever watched a great putter, really watched them, you've noticed something. There's a stillness before the stroke. Not just physical stillness, but a kind of locked-in quality. The eyes settle. The body quiets. Then the putter moves. That stillness has a name in sport science. The quiet eye. And it's one of the most replicated findings in the psychology of expert athletic performance. What the quiet eye is. The quiet eye, QE, is defined as the final fixation of the gaze on a target or ball before movement initiation. It was first described by Joan Vickers at the University of Calgary, whose foundational research showed that expert performers in aiming sports consistently exhibited a longer, more stable final gaze fixation than novices, and that this fixation preceded the onset of movement by a specific, measurable window. Vickers and Adolphe, 1997, published the original golf-specific findings in Research Quarterly for Exercise and Sport, showing that skilled putters maintained a significantly longer quiet eye period on the back of the ball before initiating the stroke, compared with less skilled golfers. The difference wasn't in physical technique alone. It was in gaze control, which both reflected and produced superior motor execution. Subsequent research has confirmed the pattern across dozens of sports, including basketball free throws, volleyball serving, and rifle shooting. In golf putting specifically, QE duration and onset timing have been linked directly to putt accuracy. Why the quiet eye improves performance. The mechanistic explanation involves several converging factors. First, the QE period reflects and reinforces a state of stable attentional focus. When the gaze is locked and quiet, the visual motor system is processing target location with maximum precision. Any movement of the eyes before stroke initiation introduces noise into the spatial calculation the brain is running. Second, research by Vine, Lee, and Wilson, 2011, in the Journal of Motor Behavior, demonstrated that QE training improves putting performance under pressure, and that the mechanism is partly attentional. Golfers with longer QE periods are less susceptible to the kind of internal distraction, conscious technique monitoring, anxiety about outcome, that disrupts automatic motor execution. The gaze isn't just gathering information. It's also acting as an anchor that keeps the golfer in the present moment of execution rather than in a worried future. Third, neural imaging research suggests that a stable QE period correlates with reduced activity or circuits in the prefrontal cortex during execution, meaning the brain is less analytically engaged and more in a state of trained automatic motor output. This is the neurological signature of what coaches call trusting your stroke. What breaks the quiet eye? The QE breaks down in predictable conditions. High pressure, negative self-talk, outcome focus, and technique anxiety. If a golfer is standing over a three-footer on the 18th, thinking about what happens if they miss, the gaze tends to become restless. Short, flickering fixations, rather than a single, settled lock. The eyes are tracking the noise of the mind. Research by Wilson and Vine, 2016, in Frontiers in Psychology, showed that golfers who were told to focus on mechanics during putting showed significantly shorter QE durations and worse accuracy compared to those given an external focus. The hole, the ball's intended path. This aligns with the constrained action hypothesis from Wolf and colleagues. Internal focus of attention disrupts automated motor programs, while external focus preserves them. The practical implication is direct. Technique thoughts during putting are counterproductive. The time for technical work is practice. On the course, the only job of the mind is to see the target clearly and get out of the way. How to train the quiet eye? QE can be trained deliberately, and the improvements transfer to competition. Vickers, 2007, outlined a structured QE training protocol in her book, Perception, Cognition, and Decision Training, which has since been validated in multiple experimental studies. The core of QE putting training involves three components: gaze anchoring, In practice, consciously hold your gaze on the back of the ball for a full 2 to 3 seconds before initiating the stroke. This is longer than it feels natural at first. The goal is not to stare rigidly, but to achieve a genuinely quiet, locked focus. If your eyes are moving while you think you're holding still, use a small dot or coin under the ball in practice to give your gaze a concrete point of contact. No look putts. A widely used drill involves looking at the hole while putting, rather than the ball. This forces an external focus and prevents the kind of internal monitoring that disrupts natural motor output. Research by Breslin and colleagues, 2012, showed that this drill improves putting under pressure conditions even after reverting to standard address. Pressure simulation. Train the QE under stress. Putt for consequences. Dollar amounts. Sets of 10 where you must make 8 to move on. Competition with a partner. The QE that holds up under low-stakes practice needs to be stress-tested to hold up in competition. Applying QE principles on the course. Pre-putt. Simplify your routine around gaze. After reading the line and setting up, allocate the final 2 to 3 seconds before your stroke entirely to settling the gaze on one specific point on the ball. Not the hole. Not the line. The back of the ball. Your contact point. A useful internal cue. See it. Be still. Go. The phrase isn't instruction. It's permission to let the trained stroke happen without interference. Bottom line, the quiet eye is not mystical focus. It's a measurable, trainable gaze behavior that elite putters exhibit consistently and that directly predicts accuracy. Train it in practice with deliberate gaze anchoring. Protect it in competition by keeping your focus external and your thoughts off technique. The stroke you've built in thousands of practice hours doesn't need your analytical brain in the final second. Give it the quiet eye and get out of the way. Citations. Vickers, Gia, N., and Adolf, R.M., 1997. Gaze Behavior During a Ball Tracking and Aiming Skill. International Journal of Sport Vision. 4, 1827. Vine, S.J., Lee, D., Moore, L.J., and Wilson, M.R., 2011. Quiet Eye and Choking. Online Control Breaks Down at the Point of Performance Failure. Medicine and Science in Sports and Exercise. 43.6. 14.65, 14.73. Wilson, M.R., and Vine, S.J., 2016. Attention Control and the Quiet Eye in Golf Putting. Frontiers in Psychology, 7, 12.83. Wolf, G., 2013. Attentional Focus and Motor Learning, a Review of 15 Years. International Review of Sport and Exercise Psychology, 6.1, 77 and 104. Vickers, J.N., 2007. Perception, Cognition, and Decision Training, the Quiet Eye in Action, Human Kinetics.